Go Loud.
Welcome to How I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. And this week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies. And the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
Have you seen all the bed sheets and stuff now?
No.
Everything's pumpkins. Oh. I'm obsessed.
I need to get in. Actually, Dan probably won't let me because he gets too warm in the night. But
oh yeah,
fluffy.
You and your Sherpa bed sheets.
The Sherpa bed sheets.
I can't cope.
I might get them for if he's ever away and just put them on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
while he's gone.
He just that man like wants the window open in like 0 degree heat.
Like just to be cold. I do he get that being cold in bed.
And if it's not open, he'll like sweat profusely. Oh. So
Sherpa bed sheets when Dan's not there.
Yes.
Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, checked dresses, perfect fitting jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Penny's today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
I need to do a Penny's shop.
I need to go in and just get all my knit stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the cardigans as well.
Yeah, the long ones.
Yeah, no, the short.
Oh,
with the nice buttons.
I saw a long one though. I was like, oh, that's a bit of me now.
Needs.
Love.
I love, and their knitwear like lasts you until for the years.
Do you still have that pink one?
Still have the pink one, yeah. I bought two at the time.
Oh, look at you.
Never wanted to get rid of it. Just in
smart
case,
girl.
In case I lost one. We always start off with rant of the week. So this is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us, something that we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense sometimes, and a first world problem. So anything really that has cheesed us off in the past week. I don't think anything has annoyed me this week.
Lucky you, girl.
But it probably has.
Nothing.
No.
You just had a good week? That's good.
Yeah. Wait, I do feel like I had something down my head. No.
No? You just had a great week?
A nice weekend, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing pissed you off or anything?
No. No one sent me weird DMs. No videos were made about me.
That's the epitome of a good weekend.
Yeah, great, yeah. That's success to me.
Yeah?
What's yours?
Just alcohol. I just hate it and I've had enough of it now.
Fair, actually.
I know
I agree with that.
I probably come in a lot and say that all the time, but like after that weekend, I'm not going to.
Really? Did you end up drinking the two nights? No.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Until the wee hours of Sunday. And also I'm realising that alcohol is making me black out lately and it's really scaring me. Like,
you don't remember?
Yeah. It's really not good. And I've never been like that. I was only saying to my mom the other day, I was like, she came home from holidays yesterday, I was talking to her and I was like, I'm blacking out lately. I don't remember how I got home. I don't remember. Like, that's scary when...
Have you never got that before in your life? Really?
Like, maybe once in a blue moon, but, like, usually I'm the one... Like, Lauren was texting me and she was like, I've never ever... Their running joke with, like, Lauren and Kayla and all them is we've never seen Ellen drunk. Like, they just have a running joke like that I'm never, like, platic or I'm never, Graham said I was falling into people and all. Like, I don't know. Like, I was sloppy drunk and I just have the ick from myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the ick.
I knew you were drunk.
You knew I was? Are you fucking mad?
I could tell. I wasn't even there.
I drank two bottles of Prosecco to myself and they're the only ones that I remember drinking. But I was drinking also while I was getting ready. I remember drinking two bottles of Prosecco when I was out and then I don't know what came after that. Don't know what I was drinking.
Shots.
I couldn't tell you. We went to different places. I don't remember getting there. Don't remember coming, like little things are coming into my head and I'm like, that's
like a flashback. Like,
yeah, but like not even a flashback. When I really try and remember things, I don't.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's kind of uncomfortable because you're like,
I'm like, what the?
I know.
That's scary.
Yeah. At least you're around people though that like,
oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Brand, I'd be safe, but still like that.
I know.
That makes me feel ick about myself.
Yeah.
Like, ew, no. So I'm knocking it. I can't, yeah. Haven't been to the gym since Thursday. Haven't been eating that. Like, I've been eating takeaways all weekend.
Yeah.
So it's having an effect
really
on that.
It really does. It knocks on to every part of my life.
Oh my God.
When I'm hungover.
My Menti H, no. Absolutely in the Swanee.
And you're going to Portugal this week?
Yeah, I'm not drinking.
Take this clip.
No, seriously. I'm looking into the camera. I'm not drinking in Portugal this weekend. I'm not. I'm only gone for 2 days. I can do it.
2 days.
The girls keep sending the weather in saying that the weather's shit. And I'm like, yes.
But it's hard when you're around your friends and like you're in the airport and you want to have a little...
They can piss off.
I know.
I'm staying in a hotel with Jasmine on my own.
Okay.
So we didn't get a hotel together, the four of us. We couldn't, whatever way it worked out, we couldn't get a hotel for the four of us together.
Oh, so you'd be fine.
So I'm staying with Jasmine on my own. So like, it's not as if the four of us are all sharing a room and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, bye.
And it's only 4 years. Like, that's not...
Yeah, it's not a sesh. Like, do you know
what I mean? No.
Do you hear that, Nicola and Tremaine and Jackson? I'm done. I'm not gonna. It's making me so depressed.
Really?
Yeah, and I never,
you know.
Oh yeah, I never usually feel like that, but like Jesus Christ, really? It's like what good came out of that?
I know. We had the conversation in London. We were like, and then that night we got drunk, but we were like, what actually good comes out of drinking? Like all these, we're naming everything bad that happens, and we're like,
what good comes out?
Good memory that you can't remember.
Like, but even in London, like I was a crying drunk. Like that's a fucking ick as well. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I was crying drunk that night, then I was a blackout drunk another night. Like, that's not, that is so ew. Like,
but sometimes then it's like, it's hard to weigh out the pros and cons, because then sometimes you're like, you look back at the night and you're like, that was unreal. But like, it probably wasn't fun either way.
Me and Graham were talking about it, and he was like,
I'd love to not drink.
I would love to. He's done it before.
Really?
Yeah, the whole of last Christmas, I think he did for like 4 months, 3 or 4 months. He just knocked it. He was like, no, not doing it. And he was only saying to me the other day, he was like, on one hand, you think, yeah, no, I don't want to drink anymore. Like, it's really not worth it. What comes out of it? And he was like, but then on the other hand, you think, oh yeah, but I'm so young. I'm only young. I'll only be
That's
this
exactly
young now.
It. Yeah.
Like, am I going to look back and be like, oh, what?
I should have just let my hair down ish. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm letting it down to the point where I don't remember going home. That's a problem.
As well, because like, you don't drink often. So like, I feel like then hangovers hit way worse.
No, but I think I do.
You don't. I don't drink every weekend.
I was locked last Thursday.
A lot of people do drink every weekend. A lot of people drink a lot during the week.
Like 2 days out of a week.
Yeah, but that's out of when was the last time you drank before that?
Probably the weekend before.
No.
No, I'm done. I'm off.
Really?
It. Yeah. I can't. It's making me so sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
It's not good for a mental health. I felt so anxious after drinking.
I couldn't even text any of us all weekend. And I saw all the messages flying in. There was like 500 messages in the WhatsApp. I was like, I'm not clicking into any of them. No. Last thing I wanted to do was talk to any, but that it wasn't.
I'm the opposite. I need to talk to everyone.
No, that wasn't even just our group chat. Like that was every group chat. Like I just didn't want to talk to a soul. I didn't post on Instagram from like Friday to yesterday. Well, I did Saturday, but fuck me.
That's what I knew.
Yeah,
you did that for Kristen as well. I was like, yep. Just had a Jaeger bomb.
I'm just a dope. Like honestly,
no. But like, you had a good night.
Oh, I had a ball. Like, but from what I remember,
yeah.
But then on the other hand,
yeah.
Rant of the week is...
This is going to start being called Hold My Water.
Yeah, Hold My Non-Alcoholic
Beverage. At one point, we're going to become sober.
A pioneer, is that what they're called?
I'd love to, honestly. I'd say the longer you're sober, the longer you want to stay sober because you're like, I'm actually so productive.
All these TikToks keep coming up now. They're like, all sober, about sobriety, curious. You know?
Yeah, I know.
And there's some fella talking, he was like, just give yourself 30 days. What have you got to lose? Give yourself 30
days. I've definitely
days.
Done 30 before, sure.
I don't think I have since I started drinking. 30 days? No. When would there ever be a time in my life where there was 30 days of no drinking? In COVID, we were all drinking in houses and all.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Like, there was... 30 days sounds small, but, like, in the grand scheme of things... Like,
4 weeks, like...
It's 4 weeks. It's definitely a time in there where I've slipped in something, like... Do you know what I mean? I'm doing it. This is my plea.
Your pledge.
My pledge, sorry.
So how long are you saying that you don't want to put time?
Of September.
I don't think I put time on it, because I think that puts pressure on...
Really?
Yeah, I think just... I think you'd actually end up doing longer if you don't put time on it.
Okay.
Because when you're like, when you know you have to do something, like you don't want to do it more. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I can definitely go on a girls' holiday and not drink.
Yeah.
I'm still fun. I'm still young.
Imagine little clips coming in of you.
I'm like, fuck the pod. I didn't mean anything I said. No,
get me for a second.
Done.
But it's mad how your feelings can feel like that at the start of the week, though. I've done it before where I say that, and then that weekend I'm like, who wants to drink?
No.
Do you know what, though? I feel like I'd never, like, suggest drinking though, Ren. I just would drink if something's
don't.
On.
Yeah.
I don't.
You'd never be like, girls, mommy got a pub or something.
Yeah,
like
never. Yeah. It's not that I don't like, I like drinking, but like, I don't know.
No, you're a cozy gal. You'd rather just.
I like, I just like being cozy, yeah.
I'm clearly feral. No, not good.
You're just.
For the sake of my mentee H and everyone around me's mentee H.
Why? Was everyone having a bad mental health?
No. But I take it out on everyone then. Like, my mum and dad got home from the holiday last night. I wasn't even interested in...
Yeah.
Couldn't even talk to her.
Yeah.
I left a plate of curry in my makeup room for 2 days. Sitting there. Ew, like. She's like, how long is that there?
Was it hairy?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think curry's not, like, ever going
go
mold.
Off.
You just leave there.
Can you?
I've heard that. No, I don't know how true that is. There's certain foods that are, like, have whatever in them that, like, they don't go off.
Yeah. Or did you ever find a... a takeaway that you order and it comes too quick and you're nearly scared. We ordered a Chinese a while ago and it took 11 minutes to get to us.
From when you ordered?
From when we ordered, I hung up the phone. It took 11 minutes to the knock on the door.
Was it a buffet? Sounds like they just were like,
yeah. And I was thinking, I'm like, maybe they just make it all and leave it there.
Yeah, true.
And just whatever, like the most popular things they have like on the go.
Yeah, true. That would make sense. And they're also, they're quick things to make. Like, I think the chicken's already cooked. They just coat it in like the seasoning. Yeah.
I'd love spice pack now. No, stop. I want all the bad food.
If you agree with a rant or you are also, it's called sober curious. You know?
Is that what
if you're like curious about what would like life be like, yeah. If you're also that or you are sober or want to give us any advice or tips. Not saying we're both going sober, but like, just let us know how you're feeling. Yeah. Then you can send an email to homeydrinkagoloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram as well, homeydrinkpod. It's where we take in a lot of suggestions and questions. If I was you is where we get to give you very honest, very open and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your position. We can't sit on the fence and give you maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma and what we do. These are all sent in again to our email address, homeydrink@goloudnow.com.
I kind of love the way they're anonymous as well, because if we are like stern to the point.
Yeah, then we don't feel bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that terrible? That
we're ever mean. But
yeah.
It makes, you kind of do have to mince your words a little bit when it's someone you know.
Yeah. You'd be like,
you can't be like, come on.
Yeah.
We can give you a bit more tough love than we would probably. This one says, hi girls, my daughter got me onto you and I'm hoping you can give me advice for her. She's 23 and has been with her boyfriend for nearly 3 years and it's always been a rough ride. She's absolutely loved up and devoted to this boy, even though he's cheated on her with his ex 4 times. The ex has reached out to my daughter on several occasions on social media with screenshots, but my daughter's forgiven him loads. The story goes on to repeat like a circle. She won't leave. This week, she checked his phone and noticed that he has her blocked on social media. He has been on and off, still texting his ex and many other women, always late at night because he works night shifts. He accidentally rang her last week at 5 a.m. meaning to call someone else. He says she's crazy, he has not done anything and that the call was accidental. Now he won't talk to her and has left her high and dry. They have plans for a concert at the weekend and he's told her he's not going with her. Why would he? I've given her all the advice as a mom. Leave him, dump him, he'll never change. Maybe you can help her.
Oh, my heart is breaking for her.
That's so sad.
I'd say as well to feel like to be a mom in that position, like you just want to shake them and like
you feel so helpless, really. Like
you can only say like leave him and dump him so many times. I feel like when you're that age of 23, something like this is going to be like you have to learn on your own.
Yeah, as hard as it is to watch.
Oh, it's shit to watch. Like, and can't imagine like that would be any form for anyone in the family having to watch that, knowing that that's going on. Like, and sure, that causes a lot of arguments and stuff. But I think once the mom can say she's done all she can do, you can't force the daughter to do anything she doesn't want to. And it's going to be one of those lessons that she is going to learn on her own and look back at in years.
She'll be like, mom, you were right.
She, trust me, like that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
She will look back and eventually one day thank you for doing that. But it might just be a lesson just to learn on her own.
Yeah, I think so. As any outsider, it's hard to watch, but let alone a mom. That's your baby. Like, and you see someone hurting them and doing that to them, and like seeing people like probably become a shell of herself. Like, that's not a nice situation to be in. I was actually clearing out my attic, and my sister had like all her memory boxes up there. I had mine in my room, and she had my mom wrote her a letter, and it was like, it was about drinking, first of all, but then it was also about her boyfriend at the time. And she was like, oh, like, this relationship, you have to like look at this relationship and see if it's really what you want and like if this person is treating you right and all this.
How old was she?
She was, I think she might have been like just gone 18 or just under maybe. But first of all, it was about drinking. I think she like got caught or something. And it was like, you need to like look and see if this relationship is like right for you. And all this, and it was like, I'm always there for you no matter what it is and all this. And it was just really cute.
Your mom was so cute.
I was actually tearing up. It was
she
really
wrote
nice.
A letter.
Yeah. Huh. But it's sometimes a letter, like something like that, it might be nice to give.
Yeah, it might sink in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, your mom sitting down in front of you, let's be real, the first thing you do is fucking roll your eyes and like, you don't want to hear it. And you always think moms are wrong. And like, it's only now that I'm a little bit older, I'm like, Jesus. She really knows what she's talking about. Like,
So
maybe like that, what your mom did, a letter. Because it's not directly coming from her mouth.
Yeah.
She's sitting you down, nearly feeling like she's scolding you or whatever.
Yeah.
Something and to read.
You kind of, sometimes when you're talking to someone, you forget half stuff you want to say or they might interrupt you. Like, at least you get on your page exactly what you think. Like, And my mom even said in her letter, she's like, I don't want to get in between your relationship. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. But just, you need to have a look and see what you, like, it makes, it's not someone telling you what you should do, but it's like someone telling you to observe better and to maybe see if, maybe give it yourself a second thought, being like, wait, is this what, is right this for me? Like, want? Is this a nice person? Is this a good situation to be in? So yeah, I think a letter, I think that, like, you've tried everything else. I think try it and just also letting her know that you're always there, as frustrating as it is, like, a man will always be there for everything. Like, but let us know how you get on.
Maybe you can help her. We'll tell her. Leave him.
Yeah, yeah, you're true.
Run. Yeah. I'm telling you, run.
But people can tell you until their throats are.
Yeah.
Like, in any situation, like cheating, someone even just being, any bad behaviour towards you, like, unless you want to leave, you won't leave.
Yeah.
Even if you're, like, if you're banned from seeing someone, they'll find a way
to see them.
Yeah.
It's giving, she doesn't realise her worth. And also that you will love someone more than you love this fella.
It's a trauma bond.
Yeah, you're in your thoughts thinking, oh my God, no, I'll never love someone like this again. And like,
I don't want him to be with anyone else.
Yeah, it's that's nearly more what the thought is of it's him weird, with someone else. You'd rather stay in something shit than think of them with someone else. Mm-hmm. But listen to your big sisters, Charlene and Ellie.
Yeah.
Leave him.
Please. Yes. And the mom's so cute for writing in.
Yeah. Keep us updated. Oh, I'd love to help her.
Same.
But the letter, honestly, could be a really good one.
Yeah, and like my sister still has that 12 years later.
Do you know what I mean?
And I was...
So it's stuck.
Yeah, it did. Well, maybe not at the time. I don't know if it's not at the time. I can't remember. But like just now to read it back and like you read it with such, had such good intentions. And like that's all a mom wants, really. So.
My heart.
I know. You can send your dilemma, first world problem or rant into homeidrink@goaloudnow.com. Any dilemmas you have, friends, relationships, parents, etc. Clothes, anything. That was our bonus episode for this week. New episodes of Home and Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are on Wednesday.
Thanks to Pennies for sponsoring this episode, and don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. We'll talk to you soon, birds.
See you soon.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.